Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
I guess I call it fear of the unknown. Some things we just don't want to know. My mother, God rest her soul, when she was about 77, started coughing up blood. She didn't want to go to the doctor because she didn't want to get the diagnosis. You know the rest of the story. She died of lung cancer at 81. Not sure much could have been done at her age, but she may have been able to live a little bit longer. But she didn't want to find out. Just didn't want to know. I fully get it. Sometimes I have problems with my body, and I'm like, I don't want to go to the doctor because I'm afraid to find something out. But also, I'm a hypochondriac, too. So sometimes it's best if, you know, my wife has to say, you know, Jerry, sometimes you get carried away. So you see something, and you panic, and you think the worst. But how do you know when, you know, something that you're frightened of is something that you really need to look into? And I will tell you, I'm now 56, and I have fears of dementia, of Alzheimer's, and because small things happen. You know, I misplaced my wallet, lost my checkbook. Still can't find my checkbook. Had to cancel my checks because I couldn't find my checkbook. Don't know where I put it. Just and these kind of things frighten me a little bit. And I think it probably frightens a lot of us. And we're going to be talking for the next few weeks about dementia, Alzheimer's, ways to prepare for it, things to think about with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. She's our guest on Wednesday, as always. Good morning to you, Gidi.
Good morning, Jerry.
Well, I think the first thing we want to start off with is this is from the Alzheimer's Organization, and I'll just read it. More than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's. One in three seniors dies with Alzheimer's or another dementia. Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. Every 66 seconds, someone in the U.S. develops the disease. So obviously it's a widespread problem, bigger than maybe people are aware of. Alzheimer's dementia has always been in our lives since the beginning of time, but it was just kind of accepted. Well, that's what happens when you get old. Your mind is going to go away, and that's expected.
But the only thing that's different with us today, due to clean water and vitamin supplements and better housing and cleaner food, like we have the FDA to inspect our food, Americans are living much, much longer than they used to live. In fact, 150 years ago, the average lifespan of an American or European was 35 to 40 years. Mm-hmm. So we didn't see as much of dementia as we're seeing today, because people now are living into their 80s and 90s and not dying of the cholera or the polio or whatever it is that would normally take them out. Even diabetes would take someone out mm-hmm. before we had insulin.
And all of that, of course, you know, is manageable with diabetes. And in some cases, even with cancer, I mean, lives can be extended to the point where it could last a little bit, depending on the cancer.
Yes.
And even have victory over cancer, that happens more often. But victory over Alzheimer's doesn't seem to be on the horizon.
No, but they're doing a lot of research in it, and it is my hope and intention to help help listeners realize that the choices they make today will make a huge difference in their future. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is many of our lifestyle choices can either accelerate or release Alzheimer's if we're genetically disposed to it, or it can actually create it in us if we're not genetically disposed to it. And let me give you a definition of what I mean by dementia. Alzheimer's is one form of dementia. Dementia itself is a general term for a decline in mental ability that is severe enough to interfere with daily life. And when I say a decline in mental ability, I'm talking about the physical brain. Mm-hmm. The physical brain, due to different causes. We're going to do a show just on the causes of dementia, but I don't want to get into that now.
Okay.
So that is the general term. There's many kinds of dementia. besides Alzheimer's?
I guess I'm having a difficult time wrapping, no pun intended, my mind around this in terms of the different types of dementia. Dementia is the big picture. Alzheimer's one form of it.
Yes.
But essentially dementia is...
is enough of a decline in a person's mental, meaning brain, ability that it's severe enough to interfere with their daily life.
Okay. Well, let me just back it up just a little bit. People's concern, what age should people start to be truly concerned about it? And let me preface this by saying, you know, yes, you can get, theoretically, somebody could begin getting Alzheimer's at maybe 5 years old, for all we know. I mean,
there is realistically, early onset Alzheimer's. I think the earliest I've heard was someone in their 30s.
Okay. But those are the really rare situations. The types were an average man or woman, and let's talk about that as well. Are men more likely to get it than women? And in what age do men and women need to start thinking seriously that this could happen?
I think that we need to start thinking about this as a nation, as a society, as a global population from childhood.
Wow.
Because our dieting, what the things we choose to eat, are some of them are very toxic to our brain, like refined sugar.
Okay.
Excessive alcohol, drug use. I mean, drug use now is street drugs I'm talking about, is entering our elementary schools. These things kill brain cells.
So that's what I was about to ask. It has a physical, we have a commercial break. We'll take a break. We're talking about Alzheimer's, dementia, and the ways to prevent the onset as we get older by making lifestyle choices when we're young. We're talking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. We'll continue this discussion right after this short timeout.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're talking about Alzheimer's, dementia with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. By the way, if you want to learn more about The Growing Place, if you have issues that you want to deal with once and for all, whether they're family issues, addiction issues, whatever they may be, depression, The Growing Place is a good place to go to. Gidi's number is 588-0448, 588-0448. And we're talking about, again, dementia. And we're talking about lifestyle choices we make. I think we're probably going to, maybe we moved a little too far ahead, but let's talk about some of the basics in terms of the symptoms of Alzheimer's.
Exactly. Let's and this is for not just Alzheimer's, but all forms of dementia. Mm-hmm. Number one is memory loss. And by memory loss, we're not talking about, you know, I can't remember what I was doing on November 5th, 1955.
Mm-hmm.
That's not memory loss.
Okay.
But if I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, uh-huh, that's pretty serious.
Okay.
If I can't remember if I even had breakfast this morning,
uh-huh,
that's pretty serious. So memory loss, it'll often show up with short-term memory.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are developing dementia will ask you the same question over and over and over because, number one, they don't remember asking it the first time or the second time or the third time. And number two, they don't remember the answer that you gave.
Mm.
They just cannot retain it. And this is a physical brain problem.
Okay.
This is a physical brain problem. So that's one symptom of memory loss. And in a future show, we're gonna compare normal aging with dementia.
But that is difficult. I mean, it worries me when you say this because there are times I have a Not oftentimes where I'm like, gosh, what was that person's name? That happens a lot.
Yeah, we're gonna do a whole show on that So just hold that thought.
Okay, go ahead.
But today we just want to talk about the symptoms so our listeners can know what we mean by dementia.
Okay.
So the first really big one is memory loss. Then we have impaired judgment. And by the way, I'm getting all of this from helpguide.org, www.helpguide.org. They have a lot of really good information on a variety of topics. So impaired judgment means, okay, let's say Mr. Jones has dementia. Mm-hmm. He's driving a car. He gets on the freeway, and he starts going 100 miles an hour, mm-hmm. and he's not aware of it. His judgment has become impaired. Mm-hmm. He does not connect what his actions and his behavior with himself. That's just one example of it. Okay. Then we have difficulty with abstract thinking. If you try to convince someone with memory loss that they have memory loss, that's an abstract thought.
Okay.
They may not have a category for that. If you try to tell someone with memory loss, remember you have a doctor's appointment day after tomorrow at 3 p.m. and I'm going to pick you up at 2:30 p.m., let's write it down so you remember it. You may write it down, but they may not necessarily remember it. And if they read it, they may not even recognize that it's connected to them, that, you know, what day it is, who a doctor is, any of that. Then there's faulty reasoning. There's the idea that, well, you know, I can't remember how many martinis I had, so this is my first martini. Mm-hmm. And it may be martini number 4.
Yeah.
And you cannot keep up with logic and reasoning. Or you tell somebody with faulty reasoning because of dementia, you know, you really shouldn't be driving. The DMV took away your license. You don't have any insurance. And the person says, well, why? I'm a perfect driver. I've never had a ticket in my life. I've never been in an accident. Why are you taking away my freedom? So that would be an example of faulty reasoning.
And this would be somebody who seriously is saying this, not somebody who's just being a wise guy saying, you know, because sometimes people think, I'm a fine driver, even though they're not. But you're talking about somebody who honestly believes, I mean, there's a seriousness to what he or she is saying.
Exactly.
As opposed to just being bombastic and says, I'm a good driver, I'm fine, there's nothing wrong with me.
Exactly.
It's a serious thing. I'm a good driver. And the person's
serious.
It's
like, this is all I remember. I don't remember anything about somebody taking away my driver's license. I don't remember anything about not having insurance. In fact, I'm not even sure what that means.
Right.
But I do know I can drive, and you're trying to stop me.
I gotcha.
So another faulty reasoning would be if, let's say somebody has Alzheimer's and diabetes, and they start scooping preserves out of the jar and eating it because they have a sugar craving. Okay, you try to tell that person, have you had your insulin today? You cannot do this. This will kill you. They look at you like, why are you taking away my only pleasure that I have in my day, which is eating this preserve directly out of the jar? By the way, I am using examples of people I've known. I'm not making any of this up. I've known people with dementia.
Oh, gee, yeah.
Okay, and then inappropriate behavior. A person with dementia can walk around inside or outside the house absolutely naked, not be aware of it, and not even realize it's something that he or she shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just totally inappropriate.
Right.
When the brain functioning begins to shut down, the filters that you and I have, which say, even if I have an inappropriate thought, I shouldn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, God willing, have that filter. But with somebody with dementia, that filter is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So they say whatever's on their mind, oftentimes very inappropriate.
Right.
Then we have loss of communication skills. And this is really hard to watch in a loved one, is they forget how to talk. They don't even... It's more than forgetting words. They forget talking itself, which can be very, very hard. You ask them a question and they just look at you. Mm-hmm. And you can tell from the eyes that they want to tell you something, but they've forgotten how to use language.
The symptoms of dementia. We'll continue our discussion with Judy Hansen of The Growing Place. There are a few more we want to mention, and we'll take a break. Dementia, Alzheimer's, and the symptoms that we need to look for. We'll be right back.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
The Growing Place has a fundraiser coming up November 5th. And just real briefly before we continue talking about dementia, Gidia, real quickly, tell us a little bit about that. That's November 5th.
Yes, I hope by the time this show airs, it hasn't been over. But it's a fundraiser on November 5th at the Enloe Conference Center. That's a Saturday at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm.
If this show is after that point,
just you can make donations to the Growing Place anyway,
and learn about the Growing Place at tgplace.org. Tgplace.org. It's a great resource to learn to get help. Sometimes getting help in terms of psychology and psychiatrists can be very expensive. If you're a Christian in particular, this is a wonderful place to go to because they provide help if you choose. With faith in mind, and for many of us, that is the best way to go to get help. Let's continue our discussion on dementia and the symptoms. Let's just briefly run down: memory loss, impaired judgment, difficulty with abstract thinking, faulty reasoning, inappropriate behavior, loss of communication skills.
Yes, and this is from helpguide.org. The next one on our list is disorientation to time and space. A very dear gentleman that I would visit in the nursing home who had Alzheimer's, the first thing I would ask the person is, what year is it?
Oh, wow.
And this person was always back in the 1960s.
Really?
Sometimes the 1980s. And we were already in the new century. I'd say, what day of the week is it? Who's the president? When we have a disorientation to time and space, we may not know where we are, who we are, what day of the week it is, what time of the day it is. We just become completely disoriented to the normal things that most people would know.
The next one is would also seem to be a real obvious physical one: gait, motor, and balance problems.
Yes, and this especially, when I did this research, I was surprised to find that Parkinson's disease is a form of dementia.
Yes.
And so Parkinson's disease in particular, now I'm not a physician, I'm no expert in this, but this much I know, does affect the gait, the way we move, the way we walk, our movements and our balance problems, because those areas in the brain that govern that, those cells are either dying or they're being smothered with proteins that prevent the synapses from working. So that's another thing. So let's say, a listener is going, wow, well, I some of these things fit my symptoms. I would say go see a doctor. The sooner a person is diagnosed and begins taking medication, it won't stop the dementia, but it will delay it or elongate it.
It's difficult. We'll get through them all because I do want to talk about that, and hopefully we'll have time in today's show to discuss this. So we have about three more. Go ahead.
Okay. Then there's neglect of personal care and safety, and this is the saddest thing in the world to see. Mm-hmm. Somebody you really love and care for, they haven't bathed and they don't realize it. They have body odor, they don't realize it. They haven't eaten in days and they don't realize it. You look in the refrigerator and there's no food in there. And they do reckless things because they're not aware of danger.
Okay.
It's very, very sad. And then finally on our list, we have hallucinations. This is also associated more with Parkinson's than Alzheimer's. People begin to have delusions. Hallucinations, they become paranoid and they can become very agitated. Mm-hmm. With Alzheimer's, an individual can even become violent. Yeah. Even a frail person can suddenly assault someone or have a violent outburst because they're so frustrated and upset as to why their life is not working the way it used to.
Gidi, all of these are symptoms of dementia, but here's the difficulty, I think.
Yes.
We all have had these at one point or another in our life. I would venture to say, maybe I should go see a doctor, but at some point, maybe not hallucinations or paranoia or neglect of personal care, but at all times we've had memory loss. Gosh, where did I put my keys? I can't find. Where did I put my checkbook? Sometimes that happens. That's happened to me since I was in my 20s, and I don't think it was that.
Some of that can be symptoms of ADD or ADHD.
Well, sometimes we all misplace
no,
something.
No, what I'm just saying, if it starts in your 20s or whatever,
okay.
it can be because a person is so distracted they don't pay attention to what they're doing, then later they don't remember what they did.
No, I guess I'm trying to say is that sometimes I hear so many stories, and I've been one of those where I've gone to the emergency because I'm convinced I'm having a heart attack. You know, I've had something bad to eat, and I'm getting, I get frightened. I go to the doctor, and I'm like, well, that was stupid. I just wasted a lot of money. There was nothing wrong with me.
Well, you never know.
You never know. Of course, you're right about that. But every time that's happened, and you hear about this with a lot of other men too, friends of mine, and you just don't know when it is so obvious it. Something is wrong.
You know, Jerry, that is a great point. What's so insidious about this is very often the person himself or herself developing it is not aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe.
Or if they are,
right.
They hide it
okay.
from fear.
Yeah.
That's the scary part of this.
It's not wanting to know. Like at the beginning of the show,
yes.
I talked about my mother who was coughing up blood. And she did not want to find out what was wrong because she just wanted to say, there's nothing wrong. It's just
exactly.
no big deal because you don't want to find out.
And these are bad thinking habits that I believe in my heart. I haven't seen research to support this, but I believe that people who deny reality or distort reality as a lifestyle
mm-hmm.
are going to be more prone to dementia because they're already partway disconnected from
mm-hmm.
reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of, are there tests, maybe I don't want to get too far ahead because in the next show we want to discuss that. Are there ways to determine with certainty that somebody
yes,
has it?
Yes, a psychiatrist can do this. Yes, you can be diagnosed with dementia with certainty and with certain kinds of dementia with good probability.
This is a frightening topic, but we'll continue for the next few weeks about dementia and Alzheimer's with Gidi Hansen. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
If you ever want to get in touch with Gidi Hansen at The Growing Place or our other counselors, she is, again, is a marriage and family therapist, and her number is 588-0448. So long, everybody.